This is Your Home, Your Money, brought to you by the Capital Mortgage Advisors.
Recorded live.
Good morning, everybody. Bill Quigley here, one of the local mortgage guys from Capital Mortgage Advisors. Welcome to this week's edition of Your Home, Your Money Mortgage Radio. Now, we're here live every Saturday at 9 o'clock to help you with your home financing needs. Art is usually along here with me, but Art is out supervising a youth group this morning. So we hope that goes okay for him, and we look forward to having him back next week. If you got any questions for us this morning, we are in the studio, 321-1670, star 123 on your U.S. cellular phone. Any questions for me off the air, catch me at the office, 831-4663. That's 831-HOME. Also, check out the website, www.yourhome-yourmoney.com. Some free reports, up-to-date real estate news, and just some good overall information. We recently finished up a series on helping you sell your home for sale by owner. So go to yourhome-yourmoney.com/FISBO for the podcast and replays of those interviews if you want to get some great information on selling your home. Now, this week we're going to be talking about debt, consumer debt, mortgage debt, and we brought along an expert who's been with us before. He had some great advice for consumers, not only just on consumer debt, credit card, but also mortgage debt, and he's an author of a few books, has a great website, and I'd like to welcome Scott Bilker. Scott, are you on the line with us?
I'm here. Thanks for having me on the show today, Bill.
We appreciate you joining us. We had a great interview with Scott a couple of months ago, offered some great advice, and we want to go back and continue that discussion and bring up some new topics based on some things that are going on in the media today. But Scott, can you give us a brief background on yourself, your website, and what you do to help people with their debt?
Sure. In my last year of college, I had to turn to my credit cards to finish out that year. And as a result, I focused on saving as much money as possible. Then a few years later, I wrote my first book, Credit Card and Debt Management, and it started to do really well. So I started DebtSmart.com, that's DebtSmart.com, to further provide information to people on how to save money on their credit cards. I get a lot of pleasure in stopping the banks from stealing our money when it doesn't have to be that way. And my latest book is Talk Your Way Out of Credit Card Debt, where I actually have phone call transcripts where I negotiate lower rates and have fees waived and things like that with all credit card issuers. And they're actual transcripts, and I kind of reflect back on what makes them work and the ones that don't work and why they didn't work.
Okay. Before we get started, Scott, we got a caller in. Al's calling from downtown. And, Al, let's take his question real quick. Al,
sure.
Thanks for calling. What can we help
sorry,
you this morning?
Sorry to get off topic there for a minute. Just a second. Can you give me a minute? I have perfect credit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get a couple friends into condos that don't have perfect credit. What is the shakeup in the subprime mortgage lender issue? What's that going to do to me with perfect credit? Is that going to have any effect on me? Because I buy and sell homes every 2 or 3 years.
You know, it's a great question, Alan. It's one of the questions that we're going to be addressing today is what's
okay.
going on with the subprime market, all this media hype about the mortgage industry meltdown.
So I'll listen for it later then.
Yeah, stay tuned. If you got some friends that need some help with financing, Art and I specialize in helping people that have credit issues, including bankruptcy, foreclosure, collections. We can help them get into a mortgage with little or zero down at low attractive rates. So stay tuned,
yeah.
And then give
okay.
us a call after the show at 831-4663.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks,
I'll
Al.
Listen on.
Okay. First, though, we're going to get started off with Scott. Your website, DebtSmart.com, DebtSmart. There is some great stuff there. You've got a free email newsletter that you can send out to people. You've got your books there and just some great overall advice on credit card debt, mortgage debt, and how to manage your finances.
Sure, yeah. Well, thank you very much. I mean, I'm very proud of DebtSmart.com because I get emails all the time, at least a few a week, of people that have saved thousands of dollars just from reading all the free articles there. I've got like 700 articles, plus I have a whole section on household math. Because doing the math is so important, and I'm sure you talk about this all the time, Bill, because the only way to compare one mortgage to another, one borrowing option to another, is to compare apples to apples and do the math properly so you can make the right decision. And I'm very proud to have that at the website as well.
It's a great tool, and you're absolutely right. You got to compare apples to apples. And Art and I always advocate to make sure you're with the right people who are showing you this information because there's so many people out there that are predatory in their business practices that will – not tell you the whole story about what you're getting into as far as your debt. It benefits them, but it may not benefit you, the consumer.
Yeah, that's so true. And in fact, the way the banks really get one over on us is because they just assume, and for the most part they're right, that people can't do the math. They have little fees here and there. They put the big rates on the front of the envelopes for their credit cards, or even with mortgages, they tell you a really low rate, but then with all the fees included, then it changes that rate, the actual true cost of it, and you need to know that to really pick the one that's best for you. When it comes to loans, the best loan is the cheapest loan.
Yeah, that's true, as with any debt. Let's go to the first question I had for you. There's a movie coming out. Actually, it may be out in certain select areas, but the movie is entitled Maxed Out, and it's about people in debt and how certain lenders or predatory lenders get people into debt, keep them in debt, and just continue to profit from them. Now, you've seen some previews for the movie. What's your take on it, and what do you think that this is something that people should see?
Sure. This looks like a great movie. In fact, the producer of this movie, James Sherlock, contacted me about a year before he started shooting and asked me if I'd be in it. But in the end, it turned out that he went with someone else in this area. But when the movie came out and trailers were put online, it said maxedoutmovie.com. It really looks like a fantastic movie. I knew it would be from the first time he was telling me about it. He does a great job with all these films. I know it's won some awards. And he talks to investigative journalists, debt collectors, debt buyers, advocates.
There's also been some interviews with people who used to work for large credit card companies and mortgage companies, and they disclose some practices that they've used in the past to get people into debt and keep them there, from what I saw in the previews.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, I think that this movie, Maxed Out, is kind of like that movie about that guy that was eating a lot of food at McDonald's. What was that?
Supersize Me.
Supersize Me. I keep forgetting that. Supersize Me. This is the Supersize Me of debt. And
okay.
It's really going to scare people to stay away from getting into debt. And you know what? That's not such a bad idea.
True. I mean, there's some good debt and there's bad debt. And hopefully they can define the difference between the two and steer people in the right direction if they need debt, how to get the correct debt that's going to help them to where they want to go
right,
and manage it properly.
You know, I think that it's true that there's some things that are good and bad to do when you borrow, although I don't like to really say there's good or bad debt. I think what everyone really means is that there's good buying decisions and bad buying decisions.
There you go.
How you finance them is a whole different question. But, for example, buying a home is usually considered good debt, but I would say that it's really a good buying decision.
Yes.
Going to college, good buying decision. Getting a Rolex watch when you make $10,000 a year, bad buying decision. Even if you paid cash, it's just a bad decision.
Well, now you're in New Jersey, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Aren't there a lot of vendors around the New Jersey area that you can get the fake ones that look just like it anyway?
Yeah, actually, someone got
one
for me once. You know what's funny? I got a funny story. I was with a friend of mine at lunch one day. He had a real Rolex. I had a fake one, and he looked at mine, and you can tell by the way it ticks if it's real or not. But anyway, I saw his Rolex. I thought it was fake. He saw mine and thought it was real. So that tells you something about the psychology of these things.
Okay, we're in the studio at 321-1670, *123 on your U.S. cellular phone. Scott Bilker is here with us. He has a great website, debtsmart.com, debtsmart.com. There's some free reports you can sign up for. He's got some great books that are good reads, just some common sense information on consumer debt, overall debt, how to plan. And like Scott, like you say, you have actual scripts on how to deal with lenders who are trying to possibly take advantage of you as far as junk fees, overcharges, how to deal with that stuff and how to talk to these people.
Yes, and from time, even though I have all that stuff really in my book, Talk to Way to Credit Card Debt, from time to time, someone writes in and I always post articles that are based on reader questions. I'll also make scripts up that'll work. In fact, the one that's coming out this week for the free issue that comes out Wednesday, a friend of mine actually sent me an email because he got charged a $99 fee for having an overdraft on his account.
Wow.
His credit card was the overdraft protection, and he went $3,000 over. So this is supposed to protect you so you didn't get charged any overdraft fees. So he goes over, they take $3,000 from his Visa card to cover it, but they charge him the cash advance fee, they charge him the high interest rate. So when it's all said and done, yeah, he doesn't get hit with the overlimit fee, but the overlimit fee is only, you know, a quarter of the other fees he got hit with. He might as well just bounce the check.
Exactly.
So I wrote him a script on what, you know, give him a call and what to say. He did it. He got $100 back, which is great.
That's great. Listen, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Your Home, Your Money. This is Bill Quigley. We're in the studio at 321-1670. If you got any questions, give us a call. When we come back, we're going to start talking about the subprime mortgage industry and the mortgage meltdown that you may have been reading about in the paper and shed some reality on this. We'll be right back.
Selecting the right mortgage for your home purchase or refinance is not a game of simply making a few calls, shopping for the best interest rate quote. Your financial needs are very unique. For example, You may be self-employed and have some difficulty documenting your income. You may have suffered a financial hardship which hurt your credit profile and other banks or lenders have turned you down. Or you're just not sure what type of home financing is best for you. Making the wrong move could cost you thousands of dollars. Take the guesswork out of your home financing decision and work with your local experts, Capital Mortgage Advisors. No matter how you earn your income or what your credit history is, there really is a home loan out there for you. Capital Mortgage Advisors will provide you with the sage advice you need to make an informed choice regarding your home ownership goals. Call Capital Mortgage Advisors today at 831-4663 for a no-obligation mortgage analysis. It won't cost you a dime. That's 831-HOME.
This is Your Home, Your Money on Madison 1670, The Pulse.
Okay, welcome back to Your Home, Your Money. Bill Quigley here. Art's out with the youth group this morning. He's going to be back with us next week. But this week we have Scott Bilker on the line with us from New Jersey. He has the website debtsmart.com. That's DebtSmart.com. Check out the website. There's some great information, free reports, a couple of books there that Scott has written that will help you a lot. And Scott, welcome back, and thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Why don't we go start addressing a couple things in the mortgage industry? Al had called in earlier. He's got a couple of friends he's trying to help buy condos, but they've got credit issues. First of all, what would be your definition of somebody that has credit issues or what a subprime mortgage is?
Okay, well, subprime mortgages simply are mortgages given out to people who have poor credit, typically people who have credit scores less than 620 for the Fair Isaac score, the FICO score.
Okay.
And as far as now I know these mortgages also take up about 15% of the market, which kind of makes sense because that's about the percentage of people in that area. So
okay. That's a fair percentage for the mortgage industry.
Yeah, it's a lot. And then the whole big shakedown recently is because there's a record number of defaults for mortgages. In fact, it's at an all-time high, and well, 3.5-year high. And those defaults are putting a lot of pressure on the lenders because they're making loans to people who basically can't pay them back.
Okay. And those are the lenders, in my opinion, that are closing their doors right now. They loan too much money to people who maybe shouldn't have received that loan in the first place. And the loan that they gave to them was something so whacked out, anybody would have a hard time paying this mortgage back. I mean, we've seen so many people that bought a home with no money down. They had a high interest rate to begin with. But then within 6 months, the interest rate would start adjusting up already.
Right.
And they were qualified on the start rate. And once the interest rate starts going up 1, 2, 3% every 6 months, there's no way they can hang on to it.
Right. They were pushing it to begin with.
Yes.
And in fact, now subprime lenders are also, you know, going to tighten up those requirements. So they'll give out fewer of them. But at the same time, all those people who really kind of maxed themselves out when they got their house, they overdid it. They miscalculated. They wanted more house than they can afford. You know, it's better to be modest about how you spend your money and how you live and, you know, retain more cash than it is to buy the biggest possible house, you know, that you can afford that given day. You want to just scale back slightly, you know, because when those rates get adjusted up, and even though there are some options like hybrid mortgages that will give you a fixed rate for a certain amount of time, like a 3-1, it will give you a fixed rate for 3 years, and then it will start to adjust annually after that. Still, if you don't do the math and see what your payments could possibly be in the future, if you don't have a job that can support that kind of payment or you can't see that, then you can't really choose maybe that house or that mortgage.
Exactly. Now, when Art and I look at someone who wants to get a mortgage, we have a specialty in helping people that have credit issues, including a bankruptcy, collections, foreclosure. But we have them sit down and really get realistic with them. It's like, you can qualify for this mortgage right now. Here's your payment for the first 2 years. But if you don't clean up your credit and you don't get into a better mortgage within that time frame and lower your interest rate into something that's fixed for a long term, this is where your payment's going to adjust. Can you afford that today? If the answer is no, we tell them that they really need to take a serious look at, do they really want to buy this home yet or not? Because if they can't afford it after the two-year period, they really shouldn't get into it now because they could end up just getting into a lot more trouble down the road.
Yeah, I agree with that because, you know, you want to make sure that people get in there and can afford to make the payments and enjoy, you know, living in the house they want. They don't want to be so stressed out. They need four jobs to support the house they can never live in because they're always working.
Yes.
To pay the mortgage.
There's been a lot of media hype about subprimes, you know, scaling back, and they are scaling back. They are tightening their standards. But for the type of mortgages that we do, for people that are in a position that they have some credit issues. There has been some scaling back, but it hasn't been that drastic because, well, the people that we work with, they're realistic in their expectations of the market that they're pursuing. They have guidelines that help people get into a home, but it doesn't tie them to that home. They have a certain amount of time to clean up their credit to possibly refinance into a better interest rate down the road, or if their mortgage does adjust, it doesn't adjust dramatically to the point that they can't afford it. The
right.
lenders that are closing their door are the credit, the most predatory lenders, or even the brokers who are selling their product are predatory lenders who are now falling out of business, which in my opinion, in one hand, it's okay that they're gone because we don't need them because they've created a market of people that are helping accelerate the foreclosure market.
Right, yeah, good point. Yeah, they're just going to be shaken out of the capitalist evolutionary chain by the fact that their loans are defaulting and that other big places like Freddie Mac aren't going to buy these mortgages if they're subprime.
Mm-hmm. What is your take on now if someone is an A-paper borrower, someone like, say, Al called in, he's an A-paper borrower,
right?
But there's this mortgage meltdown that keeps being repeated in the media. It really isn't a meltdown for the whole industry. There's a small percentage that is going away. There will be a ripple effect throughout
right.
the rest of the industry. What's your take on people that are A-paper borrowers? Are they going to be affected by this now or down the road based on how this ripples into the economy?
You know, my feeling is that the people with the best credit scores are not going to be affected by things because lenders need to make a profit. And the only way they're going to make a profit for sure is to get people like Alan. And the only way they're going to get them is to offer them the best deals because Alan can shop around.
Yeah.
He's got some power there because he is an A lender, an A borrower. And so I don't think it's going to really affect the best borrowers. I mean, it could affect the whole industry. Maybe rates will increase in the future, but whatever the lowest rates are, they will be available to the people with the best credit scores. And that's why I always say that your credit report is your financial resume.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's going to look at that resume and judge you based on what's in there.
That's a good point. So the better your credit, the better your rates on your mortgages, on your credit card, the better your insurance rates. So overall, I've got to keep that credit report in good shape.
Exactly. And the better off you are as far as even if you're renting, and the better off you are as far as employment, because employers even look at that.
That's a good point. I've heard that employers are inquiring about credit. And if you're not managing your debt, they don't want you managing sales accounts.
Exactly. And that makes a lot of sense. Even the federal government, when it comes to I spent 10 years working for the Navy at in Lakehurst, New Jersey, and we had training on credit reports and your personal credit. And the bottom line is, if you have a messed up credit history, you're going to lose your clearance. And guess what? You got to have clearance to have your job.
Yes.
So you don't want to give someone top secret clearance who owes $100,000 and is late all the time. There is a chance they might not be trustworthy with that top secret material.
Okay. We're in the studio at 321-1670, *123 on your U.S. cellular phone if you have any questions. Any questions off the air, you can call me anytime, 831-4663. That's 831-HOME. Check out the website, yourhome-yourmoney.com. Now, we've got Scott Bilker on the line. His website, debtsmart.com, debtsmart.com. There's some great information on this site about debt, good debt, how to manage your debt, how to handle your creditors. So kind of in a summary, as far as the mortgage industry is concerned, there is a shakedown in the subprime market. The people who shouldn't have been there in the first place are going to go away or have gone away. The A-paper people really have nothing to worry about.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
That's how we felt, but, you know, bad news sells, and that's why a lot of this comes out in the newspaper all the time, and it's just the society that we're in, that every day there is something about the mortgage market meltdown and how all this is going to implode into the economy. I don't really see it. I think there's certain markets that are going to have a bigger impact from this, like California, New York, Texas, because they have more of that risky mortgage segment within their markets.
Yeah, that's definitely exactly true. Plus, it's also more expensive to just get homes out here, and people feel like they have to, you know, have 110% mortgages out here when they don't really have enough income to support it. If you're in New Jersey, you know, I'm in Barnegat, New Jersey, and, you know, when I first moved here, new homes like a ranch was $95,000. Now it's ridiculous. Like a ranch could be $300,000. And I haven't been here that long, maybe like 14 years. Okay, so that is kind of long, actually. Maybe I'm getting old.
Time goes
still,
fast.
This is like South Jersey. It used to be just the sticks. They would call it the Pineys. But it's not anymore. These are very expensive homes. It's expensive to live in this state. And I think people maybe just buying too big of a house.
Yeah, that's been the case in a lot of markets. As a consumer, we want to have what the neighbors have, and it's only natural we want to go for something bigger. And if we can get a mortgage that is going to help us for the first year accomplish that, we kind of look past what's going to happen in the next 29 years.
Right.
And we need to get back to reality and look at the whole picture.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
Okay, Scott, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Your Home, Your Money. Madison 1670 The Pulse. We're going to be right back.
Are you in need of home financing for a purchase or refinance? Let the experts at Capital Mortgage Advisors help you in achieving your goals. Are you a first-time home buyer looking for your dream home but not sure how much home you can afford? Are you self-employed and not able to document your income very well? Have you had a bankruptcy or other credit challenges that make you feel like you'll never be able to purchase a home of your own? No matter what your financial situation, the experts at Capital Mortgage Advisors can provide a custom-fit mortgage program to help you achieve your home ownership goals. Call the local mortgage experts at Capital Mortgage Advisors for your free home financing consultation at 608-831-HOME. You can also visit their website at yourhome-yourmoney.com, where you can get valuable free reports and up-to-date news on what's happening in the mortgage industry. Call the Capital Mortgage Advisors mortgage experts now at 831-HOME to get on track to achieve your home ownership goals. That's 831-HOME.
This is Your Home, Your Money on Madison 1670, The Pulse.
Welcome back to Your Home, Your Money. Bill Quigley here in the studio at 321-1670, *123 on the U.S. cellular phone. If you have any questions for me off the air or after the program, call me at the office, 831-4663. That's 831-HOME. And check out our website, yourhome-yourmoney.com. And if you missed any of the For Sale by Owner series, go to yourhome-yourmoney.com/FISBO. All the interviews are there on the podcast replay. You can listen to them right from your computer or download them to your iPod. This week, our special guest is Scott Bilker. He's with DebtSmart.com. That's DebtSmart.com. Check out his website. He's got some great information on managing your debt, dealing with your creditors, and how to just look at your whole financial life. Scott, welcome back.
Thanks, Bill. Great to be here.
Okay. Let's go back to a little bit on mortgages. We kind of talked about the subprime market and the A-paper market. We agree that on the subprime market, we're kind of going back to where we should have been on an overall picture that subprime lenders are. They've tightened their standards a little bit, going to look realistically at that market with people that have some credit issues. They're going to issue mortgages that those people can handle the first couple of years and maybe beyond that if they
right.
can't get a better credit score and a better mortgage. A lot of the people that are issuing credits or issuing mortgages for people that maybe can't afford them or that are unrealistic in their adjustments, in which people get into a home and within 6 months they can't afford it, those people are going away. One other mortgage product I want to run by you, it's what people call the pick a payment or option arm,
uh-huh.
where you start at a ridiculously low rate, 1% or 2%.
Uh-huh.
Your mortgage is negative amortizing, whereby you're not making the full payment every month and the extra interest is added onto the back of your mortgage. What do you see in the mortgage industry with that type of mortgage? Are they going away as well?
I don't know about if something like that would really go away. I mean, it's nice to have a lot of options to consider before you get a mortgage or borrow money from any kind of source, even if it's a credit card. The key is to really analyze that. So what I would do in the case like that is, you know, make a cash flow diagram monthly. Even though the balance is increasing, it still could be better, meaning less expensive,
mm-hmm.
than another mortgage with a greater rate. Clearly, it would be, even if you're paying, as long as the rate itself is less than another rate you can get, even if the balance is increasing and you're not paying it, it's going to maybe be better in the long run. But it depends a lot on your situation and the fact that when you finally do start making payments that'll pay down the principal, what that payment will be at that time, because even if it's a better deal, you might not be able to afford it then. So there's a lot to consider in
that
case.
That's true. So the key word there is you have to manage that debt. I mean, we
right.
utilize this program. There's a couple of real estate investors who love this program because if they've got full occupancy, they're paying down their principal. But if they've got a couple vacancies or if there's some maintenance on the property, they use their cash flow to take care of that. They don't go into the reserves to cover that debt. They just use the mortgage to manage it. In that case, it works for them.
Right. If it can work, if it works for you, if when you do the math it works out for you, then it's great. It's like any other option out there. When you analyze, say, for example, like 0% credit card offers, you know, if there's no strings attached, if you've done the math, and even if there is, like a cash advance fee or something, that doesn't make it bad. You just have to factor it in. For example, say you got like a 0% offer on one of your credit cards, and it was for 6 months, but there was a 2% cash advance fee.
Okay.
Well, 2% cash advance fee in 6 months is like 4% in a one-year period.
Yeah.
So it's not zero, it's four. If four is good for you, then it works.
It works. Okay. Okay. Let's take a look at overall interest rates. You got to get your crystal ball out. You think the Fed's going to do anything later this summer as far as reducing the prime rate?
As far as reducing the prime rate, I don't know about reducing the prime rate, but I still think, like, when it comes to overall rates for mortgages, I do think the trend is going to be heading higher.
I tend to agree with you on that one. A lot of people are looking at, and they're even publicizing it now, if the Fed starts to reduce rates, mortgage rates are going to follow. And in this particular market, that's not the case. Historically, it may have been true, but it isn't going to follow that trend in this case. I think if the Fed starts to reduce rates, whether they do or not, mortgage rates in the long term will probably start trending up.
Right, because mortgage rates are based on, I believe, the 10-year
mm-hmm.
rate, and the prime rate is the overnight lending rate. So right now, average rates, if you have great credit, like, say, better than a 760 FICO score, you're looking at a little less than 6.
Yep.
And if your rates, if your FICO score is lower than 620, you're looking at maybe 8 to 10.
Yeah.
You know? And that's where they get you. So it's so important and crucial to look at your credit report. In fact, at annualcreditreport.com, it's the only place where you truly get your credit report for free with no strings attached, although they will try to upsell you some stuff along the way.
Naturally.
But they are the official site. If you went to the Federal Trade Commission site, FTC.gov, went to the consumer credit section, to credit scoring, you'd eventually find your way to annualcreditreport.com as the place to get your credit report absolutely free once a year by law at the big three credit bureaus, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. I'd highly advise you to take a look at that so that way you know what the deal is with your credit report. And here's a little something you can do to get your – a little, well, strategy you can use to get your credit report free all year round, and it's just get one of those reports free every 3 months.
Okay. That's an awesome idea.
Or actually every four times three, 12. Yes, there are three of them. Yes, every 4 months you go get one of them because you can get all three free in a year. So every 4 months you get one of them. That means for one whole year you can monitor your credit report because, for the most part, everything, you know, they all have the same information.
Okay, what are those websites again? Annualcreditreport.com?
Yep, and FTC.gov, the Federal Trade Commission. They also
FTC.gov.
FTC.gov. They have they really cover the law as well.
Okay.
I mean, and so definitely everyone should check those things out. And certainly, you know, you want to have the highest credit score possible before you get a mortgage because that mortgage is the most important borrowing you're going to do because it affects you with so many dollars for so long. So check out your credit report, get that score up, and make sure there's no negative information. And, you know, sometimes getting your credit score up may mean getting rid of some credit cards. Sometimes it might mean getting some more credit, so you reduce your credit usage ratio. So you have to really take a closer look at that, certainly as soon as possible when you're planning to get your home.
That's something you don't hear very often. Get some more credit so you can increase your score.
Yeah,
but it's a reality with credit scoring.
Yes, because part of the credit score is based on credit usage. Credit usage is defined as how much you owe versus how much your total credit lines are worth. So, for example, say you owe $5,000 and you only have one credit card with a $5,000 limit. You're maxed out. You're at 100% credit usage. $5,000 divided by $5,000, 100%. So you get another credit card. Let's say that credit card has $15,000 available on it. You don't use it. So now you have available $20,000. You're using $5,000. Now your credit usage just dropped to 25%. Looks better.
Hey, Scott, thanks a lot for the advice. We're running out of time this morning, but we really appreciate you being here. This is Scott Bilker with DebtSmart.com. That's DebtSmart.com. Go to his website, check it out. Give us a call at the office if you've got any questions on your financing, 831-4663. This is Bill Quigley, Your Home, Your Money. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening.